Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
At this point, is it more likely that Trey Hendrickson is a Bengal or that he gets traded?
I think it's more likely he's a Bengal, because I think we're so far along into the offseason that for another team to trade for him, it wouldn't be easy. But if we go back, we saw Khalil Mack traded in September. So teams make space for great players, and Trey Hendrickson is a great player. It's in both sides' best interest to get this done, but these two sides have struggled to get it done. And yeah, you'd think that Pittsburgh would figure out a way. You'd think Cincinnati would as well, and I'm sure Dallas will too. And my guess would be that by the end of the summer, all three players will have their deals, but here we are in mid-June and they currently don't.
Adam Schefter there talking about, well, the offseason of pass rushers. Micah Parsons, TJ Watt, Trey Hendrickson. Two of those guys, Hendrickson and Watt, not at mandatory minicamp. Parsons is, but all three looking for big-time deals. We do know, though, on Parsons specifically, that there was a deal on the table. Words from Jerry Jones, and I don't think Parsons denied it, that would make him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the league. The only problem was Parsons' agent was not being talked to about it.
Right.
It was Jerry Jones. I'm hoping and praying, faxing him the contract details. I know he didn't, but a part of me really wants that he decided, screw it. 2 a.m. No, we're getting this done. I'm going to fax it over to him.
Yep.
I'm going to text him real quick. Here's the details.
Here's Parsons the details.
Is like, I'm not signing anything until my agent's there. And he's like, well, I'm talking to him. Sign it now. Look at the money.
Yeah.
All three are going to probably get signed, right?
I don't know.
The Hendrickson one, I do actually wonder.
There's
about.
No way.
The Hendrickson
not
one.
Not in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Dallas, they will sign him. They'll just wait until like another guy gets signed, and then they'll finally do it.
Yeah.
Watt, I think they'll get signed as
Watt
well.
Watt is the one of the three that I think gets done first.
Yeah.
The second being Parsons. And the third, not being with the team that he's with, is Hendrickson.
He's the one where I'm just like, I don't really know.
The Bengals are, they are a joke. And it is getting to be all the more questionable as to how they managed to make a Super Bowl. It's more impressive even because of how their management style dictates, how ownership runs things there. I would hate to be a Cincinnati Bengals fan, because your franchise, if not for, you and I said something about this before the show,
mm-hmm.
if not for the fact that you keep being bailed out by having like incredible quarterbacks.
And they have through most of their history.
But you constantly waste those two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a bust in there with Akili Smith, but Joe Burrow, Carson Palmer.
Andy Dalton
was a second rounder.
He was good.
He outperformed that pick selection.
Yeah, and then you go to the early years of the Bengals. You got Ken Anderson and Boomer Esiason. I think both each made a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but the Bengals do this all the time with their ownership group, and it's just, I don't know what's up with them. I don't understand them. I don't get it. And they really are that franchise that consistently gets in their own way just for the sake of being cheap.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do this. I hate myself for it, and you all can hate me for
it,
too.
Lean into it. It's okay.
But, like, I see that Matthew Fairburn piece about mm-hmm. the Sabres.
Yeah.
And like I'm always a little concerned about that right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like the team isn't like, ownership is involved, but they're trying to do things, you know, a little bit on the cheaper side. And I'm like, why? For why?
You didn't why?
You didn't do this before. Like, don't do it now.
Yeah, don't. Well, and especially like
do it less.
We talked with Sal Marano about this on Monday of just like it, that was more to the baseball of it,
right?
But
baseball, yeah, in particular, but baseball teams.
All owners are billionaires. Now, why are you being cheap?
Why are you being cheap on this? Yeah. That's how you end up being a billionaire is,
yeah,
you know, questionable ethics. But
hoarding the money like Smaug.
Hoarding the money like Smaug and questionable ethics. That's how you billionaire.
Smaug.
Smaug.
He burned Lake Town. I mean,
that's how you do it. But again, you have too much money,
mm-hmm,
quite frankly. Burn it on something. Oh, you acquired a team? Use that money on.
Yeah, how are you not bored kind of deal?
Right.
Are you not bored? Be like, I don't know. Like, is it Stan Kroenke?
And if you don't want to spend.
He owns Arsenal. He owns like the Denver or like the LA Chargers. Or no.
Rams.
And like, he's just like spending money on all these sports teams, making them all successful.
Colorado Avalanche.
Colorado Avalanche. Like, he's just spending money making successful teams. Like, yes. That's a man that's like. I'll do this. This is fun.
He's a scuzzy dude. I hated the you know,
moving the Rams out of St. Louis.
How that happened, mm-hmm, and like, but he's at least spending the money. You mentioned like the Browns.
Like, oh, man.
When we were talking before the show, the Browns do it. They just do it in
they're just not correct ways.
They're just not advised with their spending of money. Like, have fun with the money that you know is never going to affect you. It's never going to see anything about you because you have so much more money. Or sell it to another billionaire that has too much money that wants to burn it.
D. Ballmer. The Clippers.
Sell it to a billionaire that wants to burn his money.
Yeah.
It is his or her money. Like, just do it.
I do wonder, though, if this is the penance for Ohio football
fans. At least
fans.
Let us plebs have fun with you burning your money.
Right. But I'm telling you, I think this might be the penance for Ohio football fans of like,
look, this is what you get for the Ohio,
yeah,
State University.
Like, you get Ohio State, but you do not get Cleveland and Cincinnati being relevant. You get the Cincinnati Bearcats making the college football playoff. You do not get
the Cincinnati Bengals making the playoff.
You do not get that. No. There is a limit to this. It is funny, though. I mean, you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, how they operate, and then the Ohio State Buckeyes, and like the Buckeyes are like, we will spend the GDP of a small country.
Buckeyes spend more money on players than the Bengals do.
Yeah.
I don't like how accurate that seems. I don't like how accurate that seems.
This is
it's
opinions.
Not true. We are absolutely speaking hyperbolic, but it sounds like it makes sense.
Well, I mean, depending on who you ask, I mean, the report, I guess, was nullified by Steve Sarkisian, but Texas might have a $40 billion roster this year. Those two teams play
and
week
that's
one of the college football
season. The resources that some of these major college football programs.
Yeah.
What was it? LSU with that virtual reality.
Yeah, baby.
Quarterbacks getting virtual reality reps so that they can learn how to read.
Jaden Daniels.
Big
aspect for him.
Big talking aspect on that was he had that. He had mentioned it, mm-hmm, publicly. Like, this was something that made me better as a quarterback. And this is a Division I college football program putting that money in.
Yeah.
There are NFL teams that don't have that.
And now, I mean, we haven't been able to talk about it, but over the weekend, we are now, you know, to simplest terms, schools will now be able to openly pay players. It will not just be the NIL fund where boosters are putting it
right
together and stuff like that. Schools will be able to do that with revenue sharing. So, yeah, like, we actually might get to the point where Ohio State actually does spend more than the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns.
Like, we're mentioning Ohio State, and I remember the infamous quote from Cardale Jones, former Bill Cardale Jones.
Such a good quote.
I'm not here to play school. Like, we're not here to play school. Like, and that was before the NIL showed up.
Like, he still had to somewhat convince people he was attending classes.
But except he very much didn't. With that quote, he's like, no, I'm not at class.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not at class.
Look what school I'm at. Look what sport I'm playing.
Right. Like, and look where I am. Yeah, it's like, and that's before NIL deals were showing up. So, like, who knows what was under the table with college athletics all the time.
Oh, man.
To a point where Reggie Bush has his Heisman taken away from him.
Man, I got to tell you right now. You may have watched it.
SMU.
SMU. Watch the 30 for 30.
The death penalty.
Pony Excess. Watch that. It is I've been this way for years with college sports. I think all the big programs for a long time were cheating. It was just how good were you at it in terms of getting caught, buying the right players?
At least nowadays, it's just in front of everybody.
Right.
Like, at least now nobody's hiding it. There's no shame about paying college players to play football for your school. It is strictly that. That's the business. That's always been the business. Now, I appreciate that I'm not being gaslit into thinking from Mark Emmert, with the chairman of the NCAA saying, oh, no, these are they're students first. It's student athlete. And I'm like, no, you're lying to me. You're gaslighting everyone. Stop. Like,
another good documentary. All of the Miami ones where they're like, yeah, I mean, you played a big part in like the boom of downtown Miami.
Don't lie to me. Like, that's all I want. I'm a very simple man. Don't lie to me. Don't gaslight me.
Well, that was always my big thing with paying players openly was always like, cool, now we're still on the even playing field. Everything's out in the open, masks off, let's go. Because like you bring up like what was going on like behind the tables. You'll have former players now they can talk about it where like, yeah, it was just a briefcase of like $10,000 or $500 bills just like stuffed in your backpack.
Yeah,
or
I want to hear more of those stories because what's the NCAA going to do? Good. Take those things away? No, you're openly paying everyone now.
I don't know if I don't think Eric Dickerson's ever openly acknowledged it. It definitely didn't during the documentary that I think was made in like 2011, 2012. Right. But
like the Fab Five, Michigan.
Oh yeah, Fab Five, absolutely. But Dickerson, it was famous, the gold Trans Am. It was a car that an A&M booster bought him to go to A&M. And he's like, I don't want to go to A&M, but like they gave me this car. I don't know what to do. And SMU, the story goes, was like, dude, take the car. You don't have to play for him. We'll help you pay it off. Or even more famously is the story that Dickerson took a pay cut to go to the NFL. Which is insane.
And now, but you see that though. Like you mentioned this sort of thing. There are quarterbacks that will stay in school, for example. There will be pro prospects that are going to stay in school because NIL is now so open with this.
That was a Quinn Ewers thing of like, are you really going to go to the NFL, be a fifth to seventh round draft pick and make less money than you would at, let's say, Michigan or Ohio State if they wanted to bring him back or were looking for a new quarterback? Instead, he wants to go to the NFL. That's something actually I've thought about with college basketball and college football of potentially the draft prospects will be better because they're going to be in college longer. There won't be that rush to get to the NFL the moment the iron's hot.
They're not chasing the dollar now.
Yeah, the dollar is there from the word go. And so I think definitely in basketball will make the prospects better. You won't have these 18-year-olds that are playing like in the G League
and I can appreciate,
trying to get it going instead of like, no, I'll go spend 2 years at Duke.
And I can appreciate that college athletics now is going to, no, I'm not being gaslit into thinking that, or I'm not even being gaslit into thinking.
Just straight
I'm just being
to.
Gaslit and lied to that, like, oh, no, they're students first.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, I've got a bridge to sell you.
Right. And for me, too, and 803-0550 if you want to jump on this topic as well. For me, it's always been the sports, namely college basketball and college football, are simply too big. We as an audience allow them to get too big to really honestly and earnestly convince ourselves they're amateurs.
Yes.
The sports got
too big. It is a minor league.
Yeah. It's a developmental league for the quote-unquote pros. And for some of these, especially in the South, it's professional. When you look at college football, it is professional in Alabama with Alabama and Auburn, Florida with the Gators and Florida State, Clemson with South Carolina. Like these are professional teams. Hell, Derek, this was always my like something I would laugh at before we got the announcement of the new Highmark Stadium. And having just made this pilgrimage myself, one of the cities that was thrown around like, oh, the Bills could move here was Austin. Okay, right, Austin, so Texas. Is a pro team really going to – and Austin is a bigger city. They could legitimately have a pro team. But are you going to tell me right now a pro team is going to have a smaller stadium than the University of Texas?
No.
Texas is a 100,000-person stadium. The new Bills Highmark Stadium will be around, what, 65? Are you going to have that much smaller of a stadium?
Yeah, you got to –
That would look awful.
Because also, Austin, Texas, you know – that the Longhorns have those luxury boxes too, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's Texas football.
Yep.
That's Texas football.
And, I mean, being there for just a weekend, it's like Pittsburgh with their colors being black and gold. I don't know if Austin's official color is burnt orange, but damn does it feel like it.
Well, there's no way you step on their toes, though. If there's a pro team, you can't step on those
toes.
You can't even have any shade of orange there.
No. Or it's going to be, no, you bow to us. You will be orange as well.
I don't know which way it would go.
I don't know which way it would go.
I think it would be like the pro team would have to step off and go, I ain't touching
but
that.
But I always found it laughable that like Austin was being put up there. And I'm like, cool, are you prepared then to put like a 110,000-person stadium? Because
you have to.
There's no way you're going to be the little brother to a college team.
And that is a legitimate fear there. Like, for example, it would be the like in that nightmare scenario where the Bills were to have relocated,
mm-hmm.
they would be a good team at least. But like, could you imagine? Ready? Vegas. Think about
Vegas.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Golden Knights became something in Vegas because they were hot off the start, right off the iron.
Yep.
And who comes showing up? Because the legitimate fear is they have to be good before the Raiders show up.
Yeah, because NFL's king.
NFL's king. Football's king. You have to be good.
Take over.
Before they move, because we all could see it, you have to be good before another team shows up in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And the Golden Knights are.
Yeah.
They're great.
And they were good from the word go.
And they had to be. In order for this to succeed, they had to be.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, the Thrashers,
mm-hmm.
consistently not able to get out of their own way. Ownership ultimately has something to do with that.
Yeah.
But there were already other
teams that had well established. And Atlanta is also a transient town as well. Austin has become that as well. But Atlanta had the Braves and the Falcons. The Falcons don't even have a particularly great history.
Right.
But it's the Falcons and it's the NFL. I will say though to the argument of maybe Austin, and this would be hysterical. They share the stadium, and that I just be wild to me. I always thought when that came up or when that was a thing that maybe could happen, I was like, yeah, Austin's not the right city. San Antonio made sense.
That makes
Austin.
Sense.
I was always like, that's not real.
But yeah,
or if that's real, it's a bad fake.
Yeah,
it's a bad push.
Like if Austin's gonna get a pro team, you have to be good from the word go.
And I think you got to do a lot of legwork to eventually overtake Texas. You have to. And
it's so well entrenched there at that point. Like, ready? Columbus.
Even when they were
the
bad.
The Blue Jackets are an afterthought in Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Afterthought.
Because of the
Ohio
college
State.
Team.
It is a college town. It's a college city. Like, it's a dangerous game to play there.
Mm-hmm. L.A. gets away with it because, well, L.A. is L.A.
Yes.
You know, USC can play at the Coliseum and the Rams can play at SoFi, but it's like, yeah, but it's L.A.
But L.A.'s that big that you can get away with that. Like Chicago having five professional sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
New York, same thing. Those are cities that are that big that you can get away with that. L.A., they have the Kings, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Rams, the Chargers.
Oh, man, the Clippers.
Dodgers. Sometimes the Angels
there it
when
is.
They feel like it.
I was like, come on, baby.
When they feel like it.
Nolan Chanuel.
But
walk off yesterday.
Again, that just tells you just how big that city is.
Yeah.
And you can get away with all that.
Hmm.
Everything.
Weird to think about with expansion, because I think most of us now acknowledge like NFL expansion when it eventually probably does happen. International. I think what most of us consider is probably not a U.S. city, but an international team.
I don't want to admit that to being right, but I know that it is. But then that means that NFL Sundays are going to get dominated from like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m.
Oh.
Until the end
Roger
of the day.
Goodell is pounding the table for that.
7 a.m. till 11 p.m. Get ready, everyone. That's what football is going to look like.
You think London knows that first city?
Yes. They've been there the longest.
But I would have said Jacksonville gets relocated, but now with the new stadium renovations and stuff, they're probably locked in? Maybe?
Probably.
I'll say probably.
Ready? You have to realign the entirety of the divisions. If you take the AFC South team,
that'd be ugly.
Put them in London, which is more north than New England.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about Border Gore then. That'd be rough. That'd be bad.
I've got the Jacksonville Jaguars. I've got the London Jaguars.
Jaguars, there you go.
Playing in the AFC South, brother.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. That's not happening. Oof.
Governor. I feel like it's every American's right to do terrible Cockney at least once in their life.
It's a tough accent to do, though.
That was the worst English accent I think I will have ever spoken in my entire life.
It's a tough accent to do. It's a tough one.
But it's everyone's God-given right to do it at least once.
I've done it at least once. I don't have to do it on air. I've done it at least once.
I feel like I should ask Josh to do terrible Cockney right now.
Would a Canadian team, though,
I need
first?
The worst. I need the worst English accent right now.
He's not doing it.
Come on.
No. Yeah, no.
Come on.
Shakes the head. No.
Coward.
Maybe a Canadian team, though, would be first. Nothing should be so sacred. But as the international test, I could see a Canadian team being first. I could.
No. The Toronto series ultimately failed. And that had more to do with the state of the Bills. But the NFL did not continue to press on the gas for that.
Thankfully.
Selfishly, as Bills fans, yes. But the NFL did not follow up with any team.
Yeah.
Has Canada gotten a single game since then?
I don't believe so. No, because the international
Mexico has.
Yeah, I was going to say the international thing has become much more overseas with Mexico thrown in there. I mean, we're going to get an Australia game.
Before we get another Canada game.
That's right, yeah.
That tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, that they were not thrilled with that product. Well, maybe it also is too, though. The CFL might, it's not king in Canada, though. I mean, but it might be enough to where they've got their teams, they've got their league.
It's fun enough.
Yeah, they've got their teams, they've got their league, they've got their rules.
It's fun enough. It's fun enough maybe. Up there for them.
803-05.
You ever watch a CFL game?
No, I've wanted to go to one, though. That's one of my dad's dreams, is to go to like an Argonauts game or something like that, like to go see a CFL game.
If we got Canadian listeners, help me out. Tweet at DerekKramer49. I need to know just how fun a Canadian Football League game is.
Or would it frustrate me because the rules are just ever so different?
Is it better or worse than polo?
Careful.
Oh, that's right. You've been to polo.
Careful.
There's a chance I'm going to go to another one.
There's a chance you'll go again?
There's a chance.
Don't do this to me again. Don't do this to me again, because I'm going to then ask the public once again to tell Zachary,
Do it again.
What? Zach, do you know anything about polo?
I know rich people play it.
I need everyone to tweet at ZacharyJones198 the rules of polo.
Oh, see, that's just going to get me excited, though.
No.
Like, I have a fear of horses, but I'll go watch this.
No, ready? Oh, my God. If you go watch this, I have a show in the archives of this very time slot that I would need to show you.
I feel like I was around for this. I remember the polo conversation. Oh, I just don't remember specifically what happened to me.
I have a
fear of horses, but I'll go watch this.
It was so bad.
I'll specifically go to watch Josh's reactions to watching polo. That's what I would go to watch.
It's actually kind of fun.
Josh is now a seasoned vet, though.
Is it soccer but on horses?
No.
What could it be then?
The goalie is on a mini horse.
It has elements.
A pony?
It has elements of soccer. I will say
that. It has elements.
The officials ride on zebras.
Yeah,
that
they
can't
do.
Be right.
No,
that
they do.
That cannot be right.
They do. That's how the ones at the zoo get exercise.
That can't be right. That cannot be right.
We're doing it again.
That cannot be right.
No, it is. I'm dead serious.
I'm being lied to.
No, you are. I'm sorry.
Absolutely, 1,000%.
Everybody listening, I can only gaslight you.
Oh my God, 1,000%.
The refs ride on
zebras. We started
this
segment about gaslighting. Here I am doing it to Zach.
The refs ride on zebras.
Oh my God.
I actually have my.
Is the pony thing real though?
No.
Okay, thank goodness.
I have my.
But it was believable, wasn't it?
It was.
From last year.
Yeah, from last year when I went.
All right, we got to take a quick time out here. I got to touch on this. 803-0550.
Oh, God, we're doing this again.
The number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, along with Josh Schmidt, hanging here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.